are listening to Those Casual Reds with Casey Gale, Jeremy Sanchez, and Mikey Douglas, only on LA Talk Radio.
So you know the deal. It's time for Those Casual Reds with Casey Gale on LA Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. It's a special show. This is Those Casual Reds. This is your boy, Case, coming live from Los Angeles, California. Let's first of all get the sponsors out of the way. We are sponsored by BMS, Balorian and Malukian, and Shakirian. BMS, as they're better known. The number is 747-444-4444, one of the finest personal injury law firms. They deal with everything. Just don't kill people, like I always say. They'll pass it on to someone else. Go on their Instagram, go on their Yelp. They get high ratings because they have a 98% success rating or ratio. So if they take your case, you win. If they don't win, I guess they don't pay you. I have to confirm that. But anyway, one of the finest law firms in Southern California. I'm honored to be sponsored by them, or the show is honored to be sponsored by them. Balorian, Malukian, and Shaq Gideon, BMS. Check them out. All right, bring in Mikey. What's going on, everybody? It's a great day. Ten Hawk still has his job.
And popping mad shit.
Popping shit.
Mad shit, my man. Oh, I love it.
Well, let's get the introductions going. Mm-hmm. Since Mikey's the only one not in the studio, what's going on, my guy, Big Mike?
What it do, man? What's going on with y'all boys, man? Hey, shout out to the Boston Celtics.
Man, you don't, you,
I mean, damn. They passed one of the greatest franchises of all time.
Well, I'll take that.
They're essentially y'all's Liverpool, so.
Yeah, we're not going to get too much of that discussion. And I knew he was going to do this. Mm-hmm. And I told myself I'm going to be the bigger man. I'm not going to, you know, welcome it. I'm not going to, you know, deal with it. But salute. I'm glad all my Boston friends were pretty quiet. Ezra didn't get on me today, so it was surprisingly quiet. But anyway, this is a Manchester United support show. How's everybody doing in the studio? Sean, well, first, let me get cheese out the way.
No, I'm going to do guest of honor joining us live in the studio from Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah. I'm enjoying this weather.
Man like Sean. Oh, enjoy the weather.
Oh,
you,
I am.
You brought it. It was literally 10 degrees cooler before you arrived.
Dude, so I was just saying to Casey on the way in, it's 98 degrees in Pittsburgh right now.
Wow.
Ouch.
Yeah.
And it's humidity. It's not 90, it's not 98, brother.
Yeah.
That Midwest humidity is tricky.
Oh, yeah.
No. It gets tricky.
But, yeah, no.
That's not the Midwest.
Pittsburgh's not considered
the Midwest? No, it's not.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. It's you know, I played them in PA at Pittsburgh. In, 1993. Anthony Dorsett Jr. hit me and dislocated my jaw and my shoulder in one hit. I still was able to score a touchdown and have an interception, but I was on the drug, so I really don't remember it. It was a great game. There's a picture of me in the paper just going, my body just horizontal.
Flatlining?
Yeah, it was crazy. And Anthony Dorsett, who's Tony Dorsett's son, said, man, that was the greatest hit of my life.
So you were doping?
No.
Paul Pogba.
It was a performer enhancing, but it was a numbing agent to help you play something they don't do anymore. So yes, the 90s was a different time. They give you drugs at halftime,
make you run faster.
But when that wears out, you feel like you want to be dead.
Oh man.
So I've been to Pittsburgh. The only thing I remember is when we drove in, I just saw rust and steel everywhere. And I guess why they call this the City of Steel.
I'll tell you what,
these steaming.
So, what's new in the world of Manchester United? Like we said, Erik ten Hag's keeping his job.
I'm on vacation, so you guys, I'm here for you guys to fill me in. I know is we haven't signed anyone, and the fixtures are out for next season.
Yeah. What was Liverpool in the first four games?
It's August 31st.
Fixture list came out today.
It's the fifth game. I think
that's going to be a big game.
August 31st, Liverpool, and obviously
I actually like that though because Liverpool. I honestly feel Liverpool are not going to be good right off the bat.
We'll see what their new coaches are.
You see what happened, how shit we were when they took away Alex Ferguson? See how shit Arsenal were when they took away Wenger? I'm going to be honest, man. To me, Klopp's was the best manager in the league.
You think so?
Yeah.
Over Pep? Well,
Pep, you look what Pep's done. Like Barcelona, Bayern Munich, Man City, always had money.
Yeah. Always had money.
Now, you send him to Man United right now. Could he do that?
What he's done at City? He always had quality waiting.
Yeah.
So it wasn't much of a rebuild ever.
Klopp couldn't do it either.
Klopp could do it.
Klopp wouldn't be able to do it with our squad either.
I think he could. I think Ten Hag could. I feel
like he could too.
Yeah, I think Ten Hag can do it. He just needs to be given that time.
But the injury situation for Erik Ten Hag, we can never, ever, ever underestimate it because the times he had his full squad, they played well.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm going to stick to. I think Ineos, they did their review on that, and I'm happy that Erik ten Hag, you know, Kobe came out today and spoke very well of him and said that it's good for the players to know that we have who the coach is.
Oh, sorry to interject. No more United tax. I was happy to
I love
see
this.
I was happy to see Ineos put their foot down there and be like, fuck your 70 million, 80 million, we're not paying that.
Well, they said today they're going to go in with a $50 million bid if they don't take it. We're out.
Yeah, I'm loving
now
that.
80 million for Neves, I'll take.
Boom. Exactly.
Oh, yeah,
exactly.
But they want us, they start at 85. But let's talk about Brandwith. We have options to get center backs, though. Yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's what I don't think everyone understands. We have.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, Delit may be available for 45.
I wanted him the first time when he left Ajax. So, and he's still young. So
he's only 24.
Yeah, exactly.
He's only 24 and for available for that price.
And now, question: are they throwing Greenwood in that mix to try to get Dillard?
No, the 45's base.
Oh, yeah.
He just has a high salary. Okay. He has a high salary.
Okay. Yeah, he has a high salary, but they also Bayern have a number of people sent back.
So. You're not concerned that he was able to get lose his spot to. Harry Kane's friend who went to Bayern.
Eric Dier.
I mean, Eric Dier sat him down.
No, I'm not worried at all. Like, is he playing in a different system to Ten Hag's system? Like, you can't be worried about a guy that was so good and made it to the Champions League semifinal under a different system. Like, we forget that. Players these days are not like Roy Keane and, you know, Giggs that will play in any
Shout
system.
Shout out to Roy Keane.
Man, like, we're in a system. We're in a now that, like, these kids are groomed for a system because they you look at Ten Hag, you know, Kobe's groomed now to play in that system, you know, and the next, I can't remember the left back. Big Mike, I'm not sure if you understand. Who's the new left back coming through from Man United? It's supposed to be big British player.
Amos?
He's a left back.
Luke Shaw gave him a shout out too. Yeah. That's the next one.
Yeah, so he's being groomed Ten Hag's way.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got these players these days that are coming through and they're groomed in a certain way and then they go to a big club like Real Madrid and we're like, not the same system.
Yeah,
when Real Madrid comes calling, that's the only team I get nervous that I was But like I said, we have options to get center back. So it's like Everton is really joking themselves because they need to get money.
For real.
How long have they got with it? They have 12 days. 12 days before they go into administration.
Oh, yeah, that's not something to play with. And the Premier League is not playing with that right now.
And real quick, fuck you, Curtis. Wow. I got an Everton fan like that goes to our bar. He's like... I'm going to show him this, but he's constant, like, Everton.
Man, y'all we don't see too many Everton fans anymore.
Not since
Dominic. We actually have quite a bit in Pittsburgh.
Really?
Yeah, we have quite a bit.
We have a lot of Arsenal.
When I say quite a bit, I mean.
We have a lot of Scousers and
Spurs. There's surprise.
Well, they all have their
own surprised by this. Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
So what happened was there was about 2 years we didn't have a pub, so... We had to crash everybody's pub.
Yeah, that was
so that's how the LA crew, that's how we got our rep because we went to the Hammers Club, the Scousers Club, and we just took it over.
And but we know you can do that in this country.
Well,
you do that shit in England, ain't you? England's not ending well.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. They weren't all smooth takeovers, but we kind of outnumbered them, and it was like.
So where is the LA one?
In Santa Monica. Nice. O'Brien's. Mm-hmm. It's fully, it's packed.
I saw the pictures right now. Yeah, yeah, I saw the picture of how many people they had outside that bar.
Yeah, you guys, Atlanta has a good representation too.
We have a huge one in Pittsburgh. We actually, so the bar, like our owner is a United fan.
Yeah.
But we share the bar with obviously Liverpool. But for the last couple of games, we've actually outsang and outnumbered them to the point now it's like,
We have to confess, we have some people who share our pub too.
Yeah,
hey man, it's a business at the end of the day. We never see them. But it's Leeds. Like it makes me happy. It just makes me happy that there's like soccer.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
But there is, so when they play, you know, they're in the championship.
Yeah,
and when we see them, it's bad news for them because. They it's all lead chance.
And they got a lot sheep. Of 430 games.
Singing about sheep. And then our bar owner's like, come on, guys.
Guys,
come on. Yeah, our
guy encourages that shit.
And we have a Bournemouth.
Yeah,
we have a freaking Bournemouth flag in the pub. It's
random. We've never seen them, though.
Yeah, don't know which fan that is.
Go ahead, Mikey.
Yeah.
I was saying, in our pub, like, we don't share it with anybody. I guess we share it with, like, the American national team have a little thing that they do that, but anybody could be that, right? But if you cheer too loud or for another team or you're being antagonistic, we put you out.
Yeah, we're like that too. Now that goes down.
We're allowed to do that shit.
Yeah, you get escorted out. We had an Arsenal fan.
If you're a fan of the other team and you're being antagonistic or you're being kind of crazy, you got to go. Because we've had incidents. We've had people fight. We've had things happen. So, and it's always like 700 of us or some shit like that. So,
yeah.
They have to go.
Yeah. The American culture is different, but I can say, sounds like you guys uphold it well. I know our LA group is very like, what are they doing in here? It's a lot of that. Like, oh, go start singing about them. And then I'll go over there and start pointing fingers and act like a bully, I guess. I don't know what I am doing, but. I make sure we acknowledge them. So it's a good thing. We were talking about doing a road trip and hitting all the different.
Oh, you got to come to Pittsburgh. If you're gonna come to Pittsburgh, come during the Liverpool game.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fun.
Oh God, the Liverpool game. Well,
it is fun, dude. We've
had some good results lately.
City. Oh, sorry, Big Mike. I was just gonna say, City. They have like 5 fans that come into our bar. But you've got like 60 of us that's sitting there just throwing our hands, just like fucking giving them shit.
The City people, they take our old bars. So now they're at the Fox and the Hounds.
Oh, wow.
And they're called the...
I thought that was the Arsenal.
The bar. Hollywood Blues.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
We're going to go crash their shit. Oh, just be disrespectful.
Well, we got them for a Community Shield.
Community Shield. What do you guys think about the fixtures? Anybody got plans? We're making plans to go out.
What do you say, Mike?
Yeah, I'm definitely making plans before the baby comes. I want to say, so we're doing October. So I want to say Crystal Palace, September 21st, closer to that time. I'm just going to go ahead and buy the ticket. And just, it's at Selhurst. So I've got some away connections that I can get an away ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
be careful down that way.
Yeah, I think we're planning on catching a Europa and a Prem so we can get
a spin.
Bandito did something like we could be able to get 3 games in somehow.
Yeah.
Within like a, I don't know.
7-day period.
Like a 10-day span. Yeah. So he's got something planned because he loves it like that. He likes us to jump from plane to plane.
I got to see how the new job goes. I got to see how the new job goes before I book something.
Yeah, yeah, I know. You know, I'm a proud grandfather now. Got a shout out to Gia. Her birthday's this weekend, so we're gonna I'll be able to release some funds, salvage some funds. So we talked about Bournemouth. We talked about the fixtures a little bit. Liverpool's early. Like I said, I like that we're gonna catch them early.
Yeah,
I think it'll be a best time to catch them. You know, there's a lot of unknowns coming in with the Premier League next year. I mean, Chelsea's going to have a new boss. Pep says he's out the way. This is going to be the last one. Anybody else we should be? Tottenham? No.
He didn't officially. No. He didn't officially say that.
He's just hinting towards it.
He didn't say like, "Yo, this is my last season." He just like getting to the point where like.
Yeah, he was like, "I'm getting to the point towards the end." Yeah. I think he knows, like with everyone else, it's coming.
Something's coming.
Yeah. Something's coming.
There's a lot of
he's putting it out there like, hey, this might be my last season. We get hit with a huge like relegation. Yeah. Like I got an excuse. I already said I was leaving.
Right.
So
for them to say, oh no, we're gonna sue the Premier League now. They know something's coming.
And the thing is, like if they lose to the Premier League, you don't think the Premier League are gonna be petty about this shit?
They're gonna be petty as hell. Yeah. They'll be like, oh, so you wanna sue us? And we gave you all this time to delay it and all this. You know, we were in your corner, Pep. Or not even Pep. You know, my thing is, and I say this to the small community of City fans I know, I said, your new owners cheated from day one. Mm-hmm. From 2008. I think that was part of the plan. And they, as far as we know, they did it to last year. Well, so if you're a Premier League official, you have to look at it like this was a part of the business plan. It was part of the thing like, oh, no, we're trying to get over here. Get over on them. So let's just go down the list. Today it says Ahmad is now regarded as one of the integral. Did I say a bad
word? You said it right. You said close enough.
Of Eric Ten Hag's squad for the future.
Who's that?
Ahmad.
I can see that.
Ahmad, who's so does this allegedly mean, on the fringe.
Hang on a minute. Where's Bandino tonight for the old?
I have no idea.
Bandino, man. Like, where are you? This is your section.
Yeah. I have no idea. I don't know. I sent him the link. I don't know. Sometimes, you know, he does something crazy. He drives a big crane where they put it on the ships. Ooh. So he has a really intense job.
Okay.
Yeah, he needs fucking national security pad. He can't even... He can't be wild like me, let's put it like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's why he's so reserved all
That's
the time.
That's why he's so reserved, you know?
He can't fuck up his money. All right. Now I get it. All right.
So how do we feel about that?
I'm happy.
Does this mean no Elise?
I got a feeling he's gone to Chelsea.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's been the latest, right? That they're like hijacking.
I don't know why he's gone to Chelsea.
Well, I mean, if
there's
it's like,
so many attacking players. Like, where are you going? You're going to sit on the bench for at least half the season.
Brainwith, if that's... If we put money towards him, what's the least the other one? 60? 65?
I would go, yeah. For me, though, like, the right midfield, for me, is not necessary. It's center back and CDM.
Yeah.
We have to fix that.
Yeah.
And then left back.
Yeah.
Spine.
But we got the young kid coming through.
Yeah, he's coming through. You know, if you look at our center back situation, if we... signed like a Tibibo and what's it, Lenny Euro?
Uh-huh.
Those are two guys that you can get both of them for around 70, 80.
Yeah, I'd sign DeLitt, 45?
I like DeLitt. Yeah. I mean, at first I was concerned that, you know.
I don't think he's going to stay at Bayern, though. Like, he's third, fourth choice center back.
Yeah.
Why stay? And then you've got the guy that brought you through in your career that's sitting there going, hey.
Yeah. And the weird thing about Bayern, they didn't even, sometimes they sat Kim. Sometimes they didn't play him either.
Yeah.
And not only that, who you got as your manager now at Bayern, man? I'll be out of there in a second.
That's the only reason I'm watching Bundesliga next year.
You know, Harry Kane's sitting there right now like, what the fuck did I do? I should have stayed and told him.
Harry Kane.
Vincent Kompany is my manager.
Harry Kane is going through it right now. I think, what did I say? Mother Nature's catching up to him. Father Time is catching up
like
to him.
Shit on Labor Day too.
Well, how'd you feel? Let's switch the subject real quick.
Euro talk.
How'd you feel about your Euro debut?
It wasn't good. I was always a guy that Southgate in. Like, you know, we always look back and we've seen the interviews where it goes, you know, we've always seen between Fergie's always said it, the players have come out and said it. United and Liverpool, they were never interact. You had no team unity. Southgate brought it back. Mm-hmm. We made a semi-final. We made a final. We made the quarterfinals. So I was always Southgate in because no one's ever took an England squad to a final before.
Right.
Like, since 66. And I was like, man, he's got us to the final. But then I saw the other day, I'm sitting there like phoning his dog shit. And you take off fucking Saka. Saka's the only reason he was dog shit is because he was getting double teamed because the left was wide open.
Yeah.
But did you take Saka off for protection? Really good.
He was playing. Yeah, he's like.
But did you take him off for protection because of all the?
No, I would have left Sacker on and put someone on the left.
Yeah.
Who then? They take away the double team for Saka. You know what I mean? Yeah. So then it frees him up. He doesn't have to run so much. Yeah. He's not dribbling. He set up the goal, albeit it was a huge deflection. But
yeah, but you know.
But I tell you, one team in that time. I'm telling you right now, Jude Bellingham is winning Ballon d'Or. That guy, oh my God, he was fucking everywhere. Dude, if he could have played a goal, he would have played a goal. He was everywhere.
You know, I'm the person who watched that goal and I looked at everybody around me. Is he that good?
Yeah, he's that good.
And everybody's like, you're a hater.
Well, he's good, dude.
Yo,
he's the best player in the world right now.
What do you think about Trent playing the midfield?
Terrible.
I didn't understand that part.
I've always sat to the point where I'm like I'm sick and tired of seeing England in the back five. But if you're gonna if you want Trent in the team, do a back five.
Yeah,
you got the wing, he can cross. Yeah. He's shit at defending, but he can cross. Kobe needs to play that.
I said he reminded me of the way Scotty plays. He wasn't making himself available for the ball. He was just hanging out on the right.
Mm-hmm. He almost cost us a goal.
Yeah. That was his. Bad play on that one.
I tell you what, that Palace center back though, boy, did he play his way into that. That was his England debut.
That's his debut.
Ooh, yeah. Yep. Solid.
Yeah, he looked solid. And
yeah,
I think we mentioned him in one of our people.
Oh yeah, like scouting wise.
Yeah, there's.
He went Euros high now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. We get caught up in that Euros high too.
Exactly.
Because we did that for Wigfors. Yeah,
Wigfors.
Yeah, and then Wood goes and bangs in the winner the other day.
Well, he can score. He has scored though for his national team.
Yeah.
Poor Wood. I thought someone put Goat United Goat under his name. I was like, golly.
I'm not gonna lie. I remember him taking the penalty in the semifinal, and everyone. I turned around. I walked into the bathroom. I was like, I can't watch this. Yeah. Wood's taking a penalty in the semifinal to put us through to the final of the Carabao Cup. I was like, I'm out. Luckily, he scored. But
did you guys watch Portugal today?
I did.
I watched the highlights, but I was stuck in training all day. But
it was I mean, 2-1 looks like they took care of business. But I felt like there's a lot of teams showing a lot of organization. A lot of these smaller clubs. Like I thought Austria looked good.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
I thought Austria looked solid.
But they have the fucking mega mine.
Ragnar. Yeah, right. Well,
yeah, they do.
That's why they look good. Because I'm like, for a small nation. You didn't expect that type of performance, sure.
No, so, they look highly organized, and I think even people who are around me who don't understand footy are like, "Well, this team looks good on the defense." Yeah, he got them together. I mean, it's a shame because they got an own goal and they almost Sabitzer headed the ball.
They won.
Yeah. No.
Austria didn't. Austria,
no, they lost.
They lost 1-0 own goal.
Yeah. I knew someone like that. About Austria. Let's have a look.
You're probably thinking about Belgium lost to somebody crazy.
That was that, but like,
yeah.
And then Portugal didn't lose today because they were, when Portugal was down one, they were talking about that going to be the upset tournament. And I was like, wait, what about that was Belgium the other day? Like,
I thought Bruno played well.
What do you think about the so-called best player in the world breaking his nose and maybe out the tournament?
Oh, he may be out the tournament.
He's not like going to be. Like,
no, did you see his nose? Yeah. It was like he may be out the tournament. Mm. There's talks of him being gone from the tournament because like of how bad of a break it was.
Yeah.
Great news for England.
Yeah, I thought he was going to miss the group stage.
No, he might be out the tournament. Okay. He'll probably stay. Like he'll probably put something on his face. But there is talks of it's a pretty bad break.
I'm worried about my England national friends.
Like if that's our bad performance for the tournament.
Take it
against the hardest group team in our group.
You thought that was the hardest team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This that like you think back to Amanda Vidic, how big, strong these guys
that
are.
That team was huge, though.
Yeah, they were big. They were Boston. Like, and then you think Denmark's like good, but shit, Rasmus Højlund couldn't be hit at the back of the fucking net, right? Dude, that sitter he missed the other day. Like,
speaking of Rasmus, strikers.
No. I gotta say it now, Xerxes. No,
you don't like him.
Have you seen his stats? They're horrible.
Yeah,
like they're so bad.
But he's more on the. I know why you would say that. His stats are bad.
I'd rather bring in an 18-year-old kid, up and coming.
Who, Wheatley?
I don't know.
No, it's too young. He's too young. He's too young.
I'd rather bring in an up and coming kid who can come on for the last 20 minutes if Rasmus is not doing something.
I think we need the older guy.
Yeah, but Zuski's not it.
No, he's not it. Horrible. I mean, he's not it, but he's the new buzz for today. Like, it's going crazy.
Yeah, because he's 20 million.
His agents are.
What are you thinking, Big Mikey? Zuski.
He has 4 less goals than Rasmus. So.
Yeah, but he's not playing in the Premier League, man, you know.
Yeah, it's true, though. He's more in the mold of Martial on a good day.
Yeah. Yeah. Martial on a good day.
I don't know. I'm not going to say that. I've watched him play.
Yeah.
So
I can say I haven't.
He's not awful. He's not awful. He's in a bad side. It's kind of like Ivan Toney. Ivan Toney's in a bad side.
I like Ivan Toney.
He has to make a lot of things happen. He has to make a lot of things happen in order for him to score, right? It's the same thing with Zuki, right?
The thing with...
He has 11 goals, 4 assists. He really has 12 goals if you count Coppa Italia.
Yeah.
That's not a bad return for a guy that's 23. I mean, it's 37 games, 11 goals. That's no good. But we do need the backup. We need experienced backup. And he'll be 24. So he could come in for 20 million. And if whatever we can get out of it, it's fine.
Yeah.
But I don't think for the cash, yeah, sure. But it's not a need.
Like, I'm at the point where, like, yeah, Ivan Toney was horrible at the end of the season. Well, yeah, 13 games he didn't score in?
Yeah.
But he did it before he got them. So he's Premier League proven. Can it cost you 10 million more? Because, like, no one's going to sign him. He was big money before he got,
the gambling thing.
You get him from around 30, 35 now.
Yeah, because there's no buzz for him right now.
No buzz whatsoever. Bargain. Like, even because Arsenal wanted him, and Arsenal don't even want him. Yeah.
No, they
But you pick him up for 30, 35 million, you sit him on the bench, he's got a point to prove.
Exactly.
So I'm more inclined to Ivan Toney and Zerski because he's Premier League proven.
Same.
Yeah, Zerski, the buzz is crazy. Like I said, I haven't watched him too much. When he just popped up today, I was like, okay, what's going on here?
He's been on the radar for a little while.
Yeah.
I gave you the app today. Yeah. He's,
there was another name too, like a Joshua or something.
Yeah, I have to give you that app before I leave. It's it basically compiles all of Man United news from all the newspapers, all the outlets, and puts it all on a one page for you. So I've been seeing him for a little while, and that's why I went and did my background on him. And I didn't think, you hear this crap at this time of year, and I was like, nah. Then it came up today, and I was like, oh, please don't. Well, I thought it was his paper talk, but no, it seems a little more.
Man, Beto put a lot of stuff out today.
He did?
Yeah, especially about Zerski. He went Zerski crazy. Funny little thing says Casemiro wants to stay at Manchester United and prove that he's still one of the best DMs in the world.
Does he want to stay, or does Saudi not want him?
It's cooled off, hasn't it?
Yeah. Of course, he wants to stay on that $350.
Or Saudi's like, we ain't paying you that, bro.
Something came up in the medical because I thought he was out.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, for someone who wants to prove he's still the best DM, all I see him doing is playing with his kids in Brazil. He ain't training. Rashford's in Dubai. Him and hey, why'd you put Casey under Malasia? Big Mike.
I didn't put Casey.
What'd you say?
I said on God.
Oh, okay. I wasn't. I thought someone said, he's saying you look like Malasia. I was like, nah, man. Malasia is a good looking kid.
He's alive, apparently.
Yeah, he's in Dubai with Rashford. Rashford said that he's going to come back and.
It's typical for Rashford, isn't it? You watch him bang 30 goals next year. Good season, shit.
That's how it's
good
been.
Good season, shit.
He better bang.
Terrible season. He's come off social media.
Well, he could change a lot. I mean, if he comes in and puts in 25 goals, how much did he score this year? 14?
Four or five goals,
In all comps?
Uh-huh.
Oh, competition.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
It's the reason he didn't go to the Euros, even though I wish he had. Left side is terrible.
That's what I forgot to ask you. What's your left side options other than...
Gallagher. Not Gallagher.
Scored 7 goals.
No, who? Gordon.
Gordon. I like Gordon, though.
Yeah, but, like, how good does Rashford play for England? I'm kind of wishing we'd taken him. Oh, yeah. As shit a season he's had, and he didn't deserve to go. I'm kind of sitting there going, man, a little bit on the left. Because you know they're going to double team him.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, on paper, I keep saying you guys look the best.
Oh, well, on paper, we are the best team in the world. Yeah. The problem is we got Southgate in charge.
I'm glad all that Southgate hype cooled off, too.
Oh, he's gone after this tournament. I think he knows it's done. It's time to go.
I think that's the job Pep wants.
Oh, my God. Pep is England manager?
What?
World Cup in America?
What? That's wild.
Where did the tea party happen? It was Boston, right? What's close to Boston? New Jersey? Someone's going dressed as a red coat for a tea of people.
That'll get him his sir. Pep wants to be a sir, but that only happens at Manchester United. Nice. Only our bosses get called sir.
Only happens to good coaches. Not cheating coaches. Beckham can never be a sir.
Oh, he got pissed though, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. He was one of the first in line when the Queen died. But he'll never be sir because he got busted for tax.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. He got busted in that condo tax thing.
That's a shame.
Yeah, so he can never be a sir. Even though he was first in line when the Queen died.
That's not like America. You can be a criminal and become president.
Yeah, I can't.
Let's not go there. Let's not leave there. I want to go there. Mm. Mike, what's on your mind?
Yeah,
Mike. You're real quiet today.
I haven't had a chance, but Rashford had 7 goals this season.
7?
2 assists.
7.
In 33 matches. So,
still better than Grealish.
But I feel like he could have been there for the pace late in games. I'm a guy that's about energy late in the game.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And pressing the back line and going after the extra goal. Even when you're up, go and get the killer goal to finish it, not being defensive. I feel like Rashford could have been that. Even with a bad season underneath him, he still could be in that team. As far as Southgate, that's all I wanted to talk about. As far as Southgate for me, that second half of that game was very shocking. Fall-off was very shocking to see what and just to see he kind of reminds me of Ten Hag a little bit.
Ten Hag, blast
him. He gets real defensive at the end, and it's like, guy, go and get it. You have some of the best players, the best talent, and what the fuck does Tomori have to do to get in the England side? What does he have to do? Like, what does he have to do to play? Because he never makes it onto the team, and he's a great center back. I don't understand.
Is that the Inter guy, right? Plays at Inter Milan?
Huh?
Who's the guy who plays at Inter Milan?
He's at AC Milan.
Yeah. Tomori. Oh, my God, he was good.
Yeah, he doesn't play.
No.
He's somebody that can play through the lines. He has some pace. He can do things. And we just, I don't know. I love England, national team. But for me, I think Portugal has the more stacked side as far as they're going to go after. You saw it today. Like, it was just a matter of time to when that goal was going to go in.
Oh, yeah, it was.
CR7 was playing great, 40 years old.
God, he does look good.
Out of his skin.
What was going on with the Portugal?
Out of his skin.
They had opportunities.
I meant like with the CR7 thing. Like I've heard a lot of talk there. I didn't see the game because obviously I was in training, but
like he's back in the team and he's the captain.
No, I heard though there was like a crap going on. Like
he hit the bar.
Is that but like I was just hearing a lot of crap towards CR7 today.
Oh,
just on like going online, everyone was just like CR. Like I was like I didn't know what was going on.
I mean, you know what it is with Ronaldo. If he doesn't score, people are like, oh shit, Messi's better. That's just what it is. He had a good game. Bruno had a good game. Dallo had a great game. Bernardo Silva. All those. They have talent. I think they're the favorite. For me.
I think Germany is.
Yeah, I think Germany's back.
Uh-huh. I think, not only that. In the next comp, you're going to have Kopp as the fucking manager, too.
Oh, shit.
But, man, like, I know they play Scotland. But, man, they fucking blew Scotland out of the water.
I think England will look their best when Ollie Watkins plays.
Nah, that's not a bad idea. I think England, if we can figure out the Foden situation, I don't think you play Foden on the left. I think he plays back up, comes on, maybe drop Jude back at some, like, 60th minute.
Yep.
Because Jude is all over the field.
It's funny you bring up Foden because the internet was a buzz. There were all the City players, and they were calling them system players because when they're away from Pep, they all look like shit.
Yeah. They look like Man. Yeah, but it's Man United from the 90s. Away from Fergie, they look like shit.
Okay, fair play.
Like, if you look at the last couple of competitions between the 90s and the 2000s, who's fucked it up for England? Man United players. You had Beckham. Then you had but then you had Rooney.
Rooney, but
then you had Sancho and fucking Rashford. It's always been a goddamn Man United player.
Wow, that's harsh. Rooney was more injuries though.
No, Rooney got sent off. Remember?
Yeah, he tried. He said it today. He said. Yep. He said, he tried to get CR7 sent off, but he got reversed.
Backfired.
Yep.
It's interesting, though. It's interesting. Yours looks interesting. I don't know. But my sleeper team is still Austria.
I thought about, man, like, it's not out of the realm.
Romania.
I
mean,
what was it? 10 years ago, Greece won it.
Yep.
I mean, it's not out of the realm.
Before the season started, I was like, man, I think the Netherlands are my sleeper team.
Netherlands?
They're always in and around. Yeah, the Netherlands are around. Yeah. They got ballers there.
Wasn't that 2004?
I think it might have been 2004 that Greece won it.
Yeah. But yeah, not 10.
Yeah, they put out a lot of teams.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think about Italy?
Shit.
Well, shit.
Jesse, fuck you. Shit.
There it is. There it is.
The guy that owns my bar, he's Italian.
Yeah, we have a lot of that. Like, our bar owner, he's
Irish.
Irish, yeah. And
you're going with that.
I don't even know.
Italy started well. Well, no, they didn't. They gave up the quickest goal in Euro's history. But after that, they looked good. But that second half, they did not look good at all. They did not look good.
I'm curious to ask Mikey, why does he want to talk about Mexico, Jamaica so much?
That's a big game.
Is it?
Is it?
That's a huge game. That's a huge game for Jamaica.
It is. I expect to win, though.
That game right there is going to let you know where you are and where you stand for the World Cup. It's going to let you know what time it is. Because you're going against a powerhouse in Mexico. Now, they're not the Mexico of old, but you're going against...
Mexico's a mess right now, too.
A good team in Mexico. I mean, they drew. They drew at, what was it, Brazil?
What, the USA
team?
They
drew at Brazil. Or it was 2-3. They put...
Brazil took their life at the end.
At the end, it took Endrick to beat them, you know. So, like, I'm just saying, I think that's a game to watch. I think that's
gonna be
where Jamaica is or how they look, because Jamaica only plays teams like Trinidad, fishermen fucking teams, with half the guys don't play in a professional league or a top league. So
we beat the teams we're supposed to beat. Now.
They got a chance to go through with USA, Mexico, and Canada already through.
Yeah, we already beat Canada.
Well, mind you, that those three already going through does take a few spots away.
Yeah, Jamaica's a, you know, Leon's not playing. I don't know what's going on with the.
About that, I was having that conversation about Jamaica, and I was like, yeah, the guy, he's chatting because it's like, put your money. So the thing really is that Leon Bailey is trying to get his fucking brother to play. He's trying to get his brother to play, and he's been giving an issue to Jamaica for years. Because they won't allow it.
The man not good. He cannot play for Jamaica. Maybe he's trying to get his brother.
Oh, so you're saying this is a power move.
It don't work like that.
This is a power play by Leon Bailey.
It's a power move. It's just more shit from him and his side. Like, oh, I'm not going to play then. It's like, yeah, because you want your brother to play, not because the facilities
are. Isn't Marcus Rashford going to Jamaica, too?
Greenwood got an invite.
He can't. He can't. Didn't he take a cap?
No, I think he played in a friendly for England.
Yeah, it was a friendly.
See, that's the good thing about Mainoo coming on the other day. Came in on the comp game, so he can never play for
Ghana. Yeah.
So he is England now. But yeah, Mason Greenwood only played a friendly for England, so he didn't play an international game, shall I say, which means he can play.
The things that Leon's complained about, though, like I said, my people complained about it when they played for the national team. And even the current national team, boss backed Leon and said that it's been a problem for years. But
JFF,
corrupt. I think you're right, G. You know, JFF, yeah, we can say they're corrupt, but Leon, it is a power play. He's trying to get his brother on. Mm-hmm. You know, so
that's not how that works.
It's a shame that he's not going to be part of the team because we could use him. But with Jamaica, the problem is no, it's always going to be the midfield. I mean, defensively we're strong, attacking we're always good, but we just play long ball.
So like England.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of, I wanted to talk about how do you feel about Eric? I don't know. I'm switching up. How do you feel about Eric Ten Hag coming out? Southgate said, basically said that
he criticized his tactic.
Yeah.
That's a bold move for a guy that just finished eighth. That's a bold ass move for someone that just finished eighth.
He needs to shut up because yeah. It's like you just got your job, bro. We really were just campaigning for you to get your job. It took the last game of the season. Just shut up and do what you do.
He's out there Conor McGregor right now. Like, do you, like, flexing his arms?
He's flexing.
Do you see what he said against
Tuchel? Because low-key, that was a, this is the motherfucker that you was trying to have take my job?
Yeah.
This is the motherfucker? And that's why, and he's like, that's why he said it like that.
They flew me out to Ibiza and told me, like, I was the best man for the job.
Yeah,
he's Conor McGregor. I ain't doing this shit.
Yeah, he's like, they're at my door to tell me I got the job.
Yeah.
All right.
I like it.
But he hasn't got that new contract yet. They're working it out, you know. There's going to be a lot of different stipulations for him, you know. Basically, we tell you what to do.
Yeah.
That's all it is. So he's got
to
get there.
Well, if you think about it, they wasn't it Jason Wilcox that told him to play Bruno
that.
As a false as nine?
Can you believe that?
That's one of the apparently that's one of the reasons why he kept his job because he listened to Jason Wilcox. And guess what? It fucking worked out.
Yeah, it did. So shout out to Mr. Wilcox. We're like, maybe you should put Bruno at the false nine.
Yeah.
Golly, and Derek's like, I know what they want from me. Yeah, you know now. But I like that, you know. I want football people doing football stuff.
Absolutely. So like, what I'm hearing is they're going to go to Ten Hag and say, where do you need a player? He's going to say, I need a right midfielder or center back or midfield, whatever, CDM. They're going to go away and come back with three players and say, these are the three players we found.
Yeah. I like that.
Pick one.
Yeah.
We'll go after that. So I like that.
Yeah. I do like that. I mean, yes, we want your coach to have an input, but you can't be just like picking guys that you know.
No, it's not Fergie days, man.
No, it's not Fergie days. And with all the resources we have and all the players that you can basically reach out to and see in this world, it's not, you know, Fergie saw guys that he knew. And Fergie had a good charge of character.
Yeah.
I think Eric is a little sympathetic to guys that he knows, so it can be tough.
Anthony, breakout season. I mean, if we don't sell him.
Here's his last season. If he don't, he's gone. If he doesn't.
You talking about our Brazilian Anthony?
Yeah, that guy.
Wow, I've never heard anyone say that.
I think if that kid could use his right foot, he could be phenomenal.
You know, Eric says that he has it in him. He just thinks that whole thing that he went through messed him up.
So, yeah, Rashford back in form next season. Anthony, like, we going to be back.
Ahmad staying.
Yep, Ahmad staying. Like, it's on. So
but if we're going to keep those, we need a striker that can score a goal, not Zerski.
That's why I like Ivan Toney. I think he'd be a good character to have in the locker room.
Yeah.
You know, mature.
Showing everyone how to do bets.
We have to start the season well, too.
Uh-huh. Most definitely.
Like,
Mikey already jinxed us.
What did you do, Mikey?
Because this is going to be the eighth season in a row that
we're at home. Yeah,
and Mike says, well, we're going to lose.
No, you jinxed it by saying that shit. Like,
I didn't say it. I just saw what I read.
This is the first time Man United is blah, 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 that we end up going and doing this shit. Like, don't talk about what we're going to do. Let's get to Fulham first.
Fulham, we're gonna see it
Friday
City
night.
First. We're gonna see a city before we see Fulham.
Community Shield.
Oh yeah. That's gonna be interesting,
dude. It's close.
That's a preseason game.
It is.
But yeah, it's a little bite to it.
Yeah, there's a bite to it. It's still like I'm one of those guys that if you tell me that you celebrate the Charity Shield, you're insane.
Yeah.
I'll celebrate if we beat City, because we beat City. But
you just want to see us play well.
Yeah.
You don't want us just to be like, fuck it.
Yeah.
And like a 5-1.
It's a great opportunity to show the new kids in front of the world against arguably the best team in the world right now.
Yeah, that's what it is. I'm excited for it. And it's coming up.
Yeah, it's what is it, like a week after the fucking Liverpool game in South Carolina?
How do we quick last topic? How do we feel about LA being the home base for the US tour for the players?
Is it?
That's what they said. They said that even though we play one game, all the training's going to be here at UCLA.
Oh, I love that.
I mean, of course, we love it.
I'm good. Most of England games are on the East Coast. So.
I don't know because it's the. Because they're touring the U.S. though. It's like we were complaining about all the travel they did in preseason last year. So
yeah, because they went against the clock.
Yeah. So is it more of the same of that, or have they tweaked something?
They're going to be in South Carolina. They're going to be in Jersey again.
Who's that? USA?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I don't know the dates.
I don't follow.
I wish I didn't post that though about them being at UCLA. Everybody hit me up. What are the dates? What time? Some lady hit me up. Oh my god! I've got rooms in San Diego. Now I've got to change them. I was like, oh my god! I wish I did not post this because I didn't give them all the information right. So it'll probably show up on the site sooner or later. You know how it is.
Yeah, let me take a jog over there when they train in.
I did order my FA Cup kit winning
championship kit.
Yeah. I had to get it.
I got the new white one on the way. It should be here next couple of days.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. I like the blue one.
Blue one's nice. The white one is just sweet. It's so sweet.
You know, it's funny. It looked good on the players. At first, when I saw it just laid out, I didn't like it. But it looks sharp. It looks clean. It looks clean. Mikey, what's going on in the world? When is the new show coming? I'm allowed to talk about that? I want to pub
you. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we got United Fan Zone coming. We're going to do it in the week. I'm just working on some stuff. I had to get by my new mansion here and fucking do – I got to set up my studio.
Oh, I see there's a new background,
Yeah, I got my kid's birthday on the weekend and just sorting out stuff here. But, you know, it's coming soon. We're just going to do – you know, it's going to be football. It's Man United-based, but we're just going to do football content as well. We'll probably do it Thursday. It'd be great if it was Thursdays because we'll be playing on Thursdays, so we'll have direct commentary and it'll be earlier. So it'll probably you guys will be
more suitable to your time.
You'll be in your traffic waiting to get home, and then you could turn on.
Oh no, I'll put it on too.
And hear us talk about the team.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm saying I really feel like next week we could be up and running. I got to finish the intro and do all that stuff. Thank God we got Juneteenth coming up, so I have a little time to do this tomorrow.
I'm surprised how many companies are taking off work tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Not mine. I do respect you guys for, because I know the time change is massive. The time difference is massive because it's late for you guys.
Yeah.
And I'm always just like, when we do things, I'm like, oh, we got to make it right for them, you know. And I know it's hard for us because, you know, we get off work at 5 p.m. here, and that's already 8 U, and it's like we need an hour to adjust, get our minds right, our selfish needs.
It's nice for me. I get home from work. I get the time to relax, spend time with the family, but it can be a little difficult for the guys watching. It's 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, it's rough. You know. It's rough, but that's why I think you guys are going to do well.
Yeah.
You two guys are great together.
Yeah. I got a whole bunch of stuff. Actually, Mikey, when are you getting me on this? When are you getting me on this Streamlet, whatever it is? You'll get me on, man. I got so much shit to set up on that.
It should be done by this weekend for sure. Right. I'm clear. My schedule's clear. I don't have anything to do. It should be all done and dusted.
Well, I mean, because I've got this banner that goes across the bottom.
Yeah.
It's a constant banner that goes across.
Sweet.
So what it does is, like, I can type in all the local Man United, ESPN Sky Sports News. Yeah. It, like, literally goes across the bottom, and it gives you all, like, the latest updates. So, you know, it'll give us things to talk about. It'll give us talking points, but it'll also give everyone, like, the daily, weekly.
Jeez, why are we not doing it?
I definitely don't have the time. So who else is me?
Cheese keeps it so real all the time on me.
Fine time.
Yeah. Fine time.
We got to find the time. But just look out for that. We'll probably go live next week and we'll go from there.
Yeah.
Well, we got about a minute left. This has been a good show. I'm surprised. Someone in our customs is sipping on my wine somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, did you hear about this, Mikey?
Motherfuckers.
They took it from you because it didn't have a label. It didn't have an alcohol content label on it.
That's crazy. They're like, nah. It's
I had the devil logo on it too.
Yeah. Like, so it looks fast too.
And then they were like, "What is this?" I was like, "It's homemade wine." My friends are like, "Yeah, you can't take that.
You can't take that plate, bro."
I was like, "God damn it."
This has been a fun show. Sean's been amazing. Representing the PA, Mikey out in ATL, Georgia, Cheese. We're the LA guys.
Can I give a quick shout out?
Yes, please.
So I just want to give a quick shout out to my new people over at PaySafe. I told you I'll give you a quick pair of shout out today. They've been amazing. They gave me a round of applause coming on the radio show today. All the like 15 new people that I just met. So as I was leaving, they were like, told me to do well. So I'll give a shout out to my new peeps at PaySafe.
Hey.
All right, everybody. Great show.
I'm off next week.
Up the fucking Reds. Peace.
You are listening to Those Casual Reds with Casey Gale, Jeremy Sanchez, and Mikey Douglas, only on LA Talk Radio.